I love the scriptures that we heard today. But I admit I haven't often thought of them as scriptures of peace. And then I read Anna Sherry's description of peace, and it read, "Peace is part of our soul's natural movement. Its search for shalom, wholeness, health, well-being, and right relationship with all." Well, okay. If peace is searching for these things, then it makes sense that the prophet would foretell one who would make a straight path to peace, one who would complete a good work in us, one who would prepare a path for us, a path to wholeness, to health, to well-being, and a right relationship with all. That's what God wants for all of us. I think most of you may know that the Kimball household has been in the midst of a mess with our house the last few weeks. A small flood requiring a redoing of our floors and painting of our walls. And while I know that many of you have gone through similar things, it's just been a mess. Dust everywhere. Our things boxed up and moved in other bedrooms. You can't get anywhere. And just when you think you've got one corner turned, there's another one. Well, we went through the process of selecting floors. We walked into this room full of thousands of tiles. Oh my goodness. I couldn't begin to see them all. I couldn't begin to get my head around them. And so we really pretty quickly just selected four that we liked and took them home. And we put them around our kitchen and looked at them from every direction that we could look at them. In sunlight, at night, everything you can think of. We narrowed it down to the one that we thought would be perfect. And we made the decision, and we told the floor guys which floor to pick. I immediately began to worry, did I pick the right one? Oh my goodness, what's it gonna look like? I'm not a good decision maker about these kind of things. Decorator is not in my DNA. But we finally picked one, and I worried and worried about it. And the floor was laid the week of Thanksgiving. But even yesterday, we were walking through the store, and I had to stop and look at the tile to see if I'd made a mistake, if I'd missed something. And then yesterday, it was paint. We had to choose paint. So we went to the store, and we got samples of paint. We're not talking about bright colors. We're talking about beige and yellow. And I got four samples for the living room and three samples for the kitchen, and I painted them all over the house. This wall, this wall, this wall, next to the floor, up in the light. We looked at them in the sunlight. We looked at them. I still don't have that picked. At one point in time, I thought, why don't I just stick with the colors that are already here? Why am I trying to pick new colors? It wouldn't require any thought or any doubt. It would just be easy. They've been that way for over 10 years. They could be that way another 10 years. But I really wanted something new and fresh. But it's so much work. Is peace about being easy? Is the proper pathway the easy pathway? And why do we want things to be easy, even if easy isn't the best? I think about my house, and the one thing I can tell you is that every step I take brings me closer to having my house back to being my home. When I choose four colors of paint and I narrow it down to two, and then hopefully I'll pick one color and the painting begins, then the floor is done and the painting is done and we can move the furniture back and we can dust off all the items and we can begin to put our Christmas decorations up. But none of that could happen without one step and then another step and then another step. It's actually been fascinating to watch how it all happens and to watch the plan that I can't even begin to understand. But luckily, I have someone who walks us through that every day. How often do we forget that God does just those same things with us? Leads us through steps, some of which are painful. Sometimes we take the wrong step. We choose wrong, or we're just determined that we want our own way, and it takes us back a few steps, or it puts some pretty major twist in our pathway. But if we let go and allow God to guide us and take us through some steps, then peace is a constant part of our lives. I can spend a lot of time worrying. I can worry about racism in our world. I can worry about violence in our world. I can worry about war and poverty and health care and on and on. And many of those problems in our world require a big, big solution. But there isn't a problem, especially a big problem, that doesn't require steps. But we're often so reluctant to take those steps. Sometimes it's just easier to keep things like they are rather than risk change. Even when the only way to peace is change, the only way to wholeness, the only way to health, the only way to well-being is to do something different. Why do we fight an opportunity? We were watching football yesterday, as we often do this time of year on Saturday. And I was watching, and it always gets me when players get hurt. It just kills me. First, you see them out on the field and they're just kind of limping a little. But they keep playing and they keep running and they keep getting hit, and before long, they're out of the game. Our body tells us something is wrong by giving us pain. We can accept the pain and just quit. Okay, my leg hurts, I'm done, I'll never walk again. Or we can keep going and hope and pray that our body will just get better, and we just keep playing and we just keep getting hurt. Or we can go see a doctor and do what the doctor thinks needs to be done. Let the leg heal and do physical therapy and get better. Look at Tom Morrow. What an amazing spirit that man has. Last week after worship, he posted on Facebook about our service and said during all of his process with his leg, he had hope. And why did he have hope? Because of his faith in his Creator. Tom could have let the loss of his foot cause him to sit in his chair and just exist. But instead, he did the work. And look at him now. He's here with us, walking and even driving. We're created by God, given every opportunity to have a complete, peaceful life. But we're human. We make bad choices sometimes. Our world certainly makes bad choices. Things happen to us that bring us down. But we have opportunities along the way to get back on the path created for us. Or we can just keep going our own way, thinking that we have a better idea or a better plan. We can allow ourselves to listen to the one who came before us to make a straight path, to prepare the way for us, to show us how to live. Or we can choose to stay with what's easy or comfortable or familiar. We can choose to take steps, or we can stand still. May we allow ourselves the chance to find shalom. Peace be with you. Amen. Amen.